This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 11th of November, 2025.
So today, 10th November, November 10th. Sorry, I have to clear my throat every now and then because I've been having this cold for like over a week now. I just woke up alarmless. I decided yesterday midday to switch off my phone and go for a walk. And it's been off up until now this morning. And it's been so nice to not only, I love to leave the house without my phone, like going for a nice walk. It was sunny and breezy and not too cold, not too hot. But also to find out that my body actually has this, like, should we call it a weather clock? Like, I could see the, like, sunlight sliding through the windowsill, not the windowsill, the thing that covers the window. You know what I mean? Like blackout-ish, because around it still, like, it has like a halo of light surrounding it when it's like rolled all the way down. So this sort of halo, I don't know what to call it, woke me up, and it woke me up at the exact same time I would have woken up with my alarm. So sometimes I do think I should do this every day. Switch off my phone and just trust the weather and my body weather clock to wake me up. Maybe not every day. Maybe not on a day when I'm meant to catch a flight or something, but or I have an important meeting, which is once or twice a week. But maybe the rest of the time I should just, yeah, let my body wake me up. I'll let you know how that goes. Otherwise, weather-wise, today is very sunny. Very sunny, but it seems like the sky is very clear and, like, actually blue, which I think is a result of the heavy rain from Tuesday or Wednesday, kind of, like, cleared out the sky of Santiago. It's slowly coming back, I think, to being, like, heavily polluted, but you can still see, like, not too much. Can also tell, because despite having this cold, I can breathe a lot better, like, less allergens, I think, in the air. Yes, that's me. 10th November, Pablo. Bye.
Tuesday, the 11th of November, 2025. 2:41 p.m. Gadigal country. There was a red sky this morning, and as I was looking at it, I was wondering if the shepherd's sky still held, I guess, even when there was a day that it was expected to be clear, and yet the morning was still red. Since we last did this, I guess there's been no further fires to mention, although a few days ago elsewhere there was ash falling from the sky. As I was watching coal ships on the horizon leaving port, I guess sort of a proverbial and literal fire downwind, out of sight, dystopic. This morning it was bizarrely still, calm, no ash here today. There was a sort of thin covering of fair weather cloud, wisps moving above one another. A soft layering. There's sort of this steady stasis of early summer sun. A heat, but no urgency with it. A light stretching thin above. And out west, there's a sort of a horizon that was blurring with the midnight haze. Sort of a dark blue haze. The ground was waiting to warm, and almost something waiting beyond in the sky. Clouds began to stack faintly towards the coast, sort of an oncoming tension. Stillness almost, that sort of has been broken by the southerly, an expected southerly wind. The shadow of the trees is a lot more welcome now, with the temperatures increasing. And I guess I've started to notice one or two murmurs of cicadas. The mystery of if 6 years later there'll be many or few that emerge from the ground. And I sort of was wondering if they feel a fullness or a fatigue when they do emerge. Sort of a long exhale. And I guess we also live in these patterns, rarely knowing which one we're actually in. In vain, we attempt to unravel the mystery, we attempt to forecast, and then just days hold some sort of poise. Today, red and calm at dawn, windy and cloudy by noon. All signs sort of pointing in all directions at once. Warnings and promise all intertwined. Weather diary.
Hello. Thought I'd try my weather diary today outside, a bit of atmosphere with my welly boots on, trudging through the mud of this very cool ancient woodland that has petrified rock under, petrified forest underneath, rather. It's so cool. It's like on the edge of the shore, and when the rocks get pulled away by the tide at certain times of day, you can see the old petrified wood, and it's all soft and amazing. So I'm in full waterproofs, including trousers today. I've been actually wearing them like every day, and it's such freedom. I love wearing waterproof trousers. I just love the gear. They're very cheap as well, just very cheap ones. But they do the trick just over my original, any trousers that I'm wearing. I'm out walking with my dog, Spinach. He's having a lovely time. It's very windy, as you can hear. But yeah, had to go a bit further away from our house for our walk today because the cliff tops surrounding our house are a bit too on the windy side, and I just knew it wouldn't be enjoyable. Whereas out here, you only have a little bit of coast and more kind of, you know, inland to enjoy. So that's the sound of Spinach walking past and me opening the gate for him. And we're just enjoying our walk today. It's a nice excuse to get the walk done, and then we can just relax for the rest of the day, which I'm very excited about.
Hello. This is going to be a real test of the iPhone 12 microphone. It's pretty windy. It's a super windy day today. Looking at the sky, it's grey, but it's like a very varied grey all over, like lots of dark patches, white patches, loads of birds and small groups circling around in different places. Quite dramatic actually today. Really nice to actually just get out in the morning. I kind of reminded myself that I really like popping outside before lunchtime. particularly working full-time remote right now. I take a rumour and stuff like that. It feels good to like remember the things that make the day feel quite set, or that you're starting on a good foot in a way. So yeah, gonna do that. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm sat in the park by our home. I thought I had clothes for this weather change sorted, because you like you have them from last year, so you just think that's that you wear the same ones as before. But two things: one, everything's in storage. Two, I realised the clothes I was wearing this time last year were quite soon after giving birth, so they're all massive. Which is massive, you know, postpartum, immediate postpartum clothes. So yeah, I've got loads of, like, I'm wearing my linen. I've got loads of linen, flowy linen trousers, which I highly recommend for anybody who ends up in the same situation. Flowing linen is kind of what I've been wearing for the last year. But I think I need something a bit more weatherproof. But yeah, weather-wise, it looks like we're in this kind of, very dramatic, ominous kind of grey, heavy rain, heavy wind for the next week. That's a forecast anyway, so it'll be interesting to see. If today's anything to go by, I think we're going to be in this quite intense kind of weather period. But I'm all for it. I'm happy with the time that we're having in it. Uma is, her developing is just like, it has shot up over the last few days. Everyone says this, but particularly like the last few days, she's running. I'm running. Cam and I have both said we feel like we're running around now after her. So she is moving quickly. Her talking has developed. For sure, like, not, you know, there aren't, like, she's not saying full words all the time, but she's clearly communicating what she wants, what she doesn't want, and she's working out ways to do that in a way that we'll understand. You can tell as well. For example, last night, she usually still gets rocked to sleep, is how she falls asleep most nights before we lay her down. So I was holding her and it was taking a while, and then all of a sudden she just like kept pointing at the bed and sort of like crying a little bit, and as if to say she really didn't want to be held, and she was pointing at the bed. So I just plopped her down on the bed and said, you know, what's up? And then she crawled over to like the pillows at the top and then the top of the duvet, and she just pulled the duvet back and then just pointed at the mattress. But like in a really quite comical way, to be like, Mom, that's what I want. Like, I want to be in bed. And it was just, it was so amazing. It was so amazing to see, like, to me, that's just like, that's a full sentence of communication right there. Like, she's just made it really clear what she wanted. Yeah, it was brilliant. It still took her another 2 hours to fall asleep. It's just one of those nights. But that was so exciting. So just lots of really, really fun stuff like that happening right now. So yeah, that's the main update really for right now. But weather-wise, also I just noticed the air is really warm, so whatever you can hear now in terms of the wind, yeah, that air is also, it's quite toasty. Strange time, nice time.
Hello. It is 3:37 and I'm walking Uma on a nap walk on the path that I've recorded this on a couple of times before. It is about the last hour of sun. We've moved Uma's nap forward an hour, and that one normally gets dark, so that's why I say that. So roughly, this should be an hour or so before the sun goes down. So that's nice to get the last hour in. There's still a fair amount of leaves on the trees, but they're looking like they've had enough. A lot of yellows, and then the evergreens are still there, but then there's not many ambers or darker colours anymore, quite a few, yeah, yellows. The sky is like a white, a light white, and underneath that are different layers of thin greys and purples. The clouds, there's some smaller clouds below all of those, which are moving quite fast. There's a gentle breeze, which isn't particularly cold. It's quite still, I guess. There's been a group of crows flying overhead. But apart from that, not much activity in terms of wildlife, visible activity anyway. Uma's in a head-to-toe fleece. You're going to be lying down in autumn. You kind of want to be wrapped up. Last week there was a southerly breeze that made the temperature, a record temperature for the year, it's like 18 degrees. And it was like genuinely odd, like step into it. And you could tell that the actual sort of day felt like an autumn day, like relatively normal temperature. And this breeze was like, it wasn't just like warmer, it was warm. Smelt different, felt definitely different. It's really odd, like I felt suddenly breezes before, but this was like on a different scale. Really, really strange, like noticeable moment of weather. So I wanted to mention that. And yeah, again, it's quite funny when a sort of stiller day in some ways, it almost feels like there's less weather happening or something. That's obviously not the case, but the things to sort of puncture or mention, not more difficult but more subtle. I've always feel like the everything feels purple, and I think that comes from a Hockney painting when I saw he'd painted the trees purple, and it really got in my head because I thought, holy shit, yeah, trees are purple. I mean, next time you look at a tree in autumn, like, you know, tell me that's not purple. And I think that's had a bigger ricochet in my life. So yeah, that's purpley day. Purpley day on the path, on the nap walk. Suddenly breeze last week, super strange. Yeah, that's it.
Kia ora whānau. It is Tuesday the 11th of November at 1 p.m. I'm in our gorgeous afternoon. I'm currently in Hackney Wick in East London. Not far from my work. On my work break, I'm sitting here. You might hear school kids in the distance as I'm very close to, but I've tried to shout around a corner because there's a bit of wind as well. It's a very nice light breeze though, not a frustrating one. I often think with the wind that especially short hair, it's going to whip and I'm going to get frustrated by it and I'm going to have to tackle it, but not today. There's no wind tackling today. I have been sick the last few days, so I'm back to work, but I apologise if my voice is a lot softer than usual. But it was a very saggy morning. A saggy morning is, I think, how I'd describe it. When I was descending through Springfield Park to the canal on my cycle to work, it was super misty. Everything had, I guess, been really pared back and monochromed out, and there's a gorgeous cloud sitting over everything, and the trees felt like they were sagging. There was so much moisture, it was sodden, just everything was wet. My bike was wet when I got on it, so I had to wipe it down with my raincoat. Although it was not raining yet, preventatively,
I couldn't be fucked if I got caught out midway, so I always just wear my raincoat. But yeah, I think also because the leaves at the moment have dropped off the top of the trees. So the top of the trees are incredibly naked, but the bottom is still reasonably full with the lovely, very bright yellows, oranges, still greens that are all falling. So the ground is definitely covered with trees, but got lots of saggy bottomed trees. So I guess that's why it felt like a very saggy morning. So it felt quite heavy, but I don't know if whether I was also just projecting the fact that I've been a bit sick and I'm moving a lot slower. But then also the world does demand that you moved a lot slower through it and with caution to make sure that you didn't slip and take yourself out. So I guess there was this kind of slow heaviness to everything as it was also filled with water. But then I got to the canal and I was quite surprised to find that the canal did not feel like that at all. I don't know what happened in that geographic transition, but the canal was sharp. It was much more crisp, all wrapped up, very clear and crisp. I would say, again, amazing textural leaves. Oh, I've got a whole flyover. I think this might be a Remembrance Day flyover of a formation of helicopters across the grey sky that I'm currently looking at. It's a really flat grey sky that looks like it's about to rain. It's also saggy bottomed clouds that want to maybe shit and piss themselves just a tiny bit later, but right now they're just drifting on by, a whole texture of them. Anyway, now that they've passed, but I was worried. I was in work today, so I thought for this recording I wouldn't engage with the weather at all because I work in a closed off cube. But it was quite the opposite. We had a fire evacuation process, so we ended up outside quite a bit, which again, just, I think it's very mild cold. It's quite gorgeous. I think, again, my dad would just be wearing a t-shirt. I might be wearing a few layers, but my dad would only be in t-shirts and shorts still, the hardy Kiwi is. And then it started to spit. So at the end of when we let go and the building was cleared of our evacuation, it did piss down on us. So it just feels like a little bit of day of, it's just having a little cry here and there. I feel like the weather is wrapped up in the corner of its bed. Just wanting to, you know, little bits go. And it feels very calming, I think. And then I was also positioned in a space, which I was by the entrance of my building, and for a good, like, maybe hour or so. And so the light, again, this kind of haze has remained a little bit over the sun. It feels like the sun, almost feels like the sun's burning up itself. Like in a way you know it's there. It feels a little bit apocalyptic, where the cloud is dense enough, where it's this, I don't even know this, how to really diffuse light. This diffuse light coming on through, it just feels like it's going to burn itself up and disappear, and which it will shortly because the days have been so much shorter. So, so I'm glad I kind of saw that through my work. But otherwise, I'm about to descend back to a hole. And by the time I exit that windowless building, it will be dark again. But anyway, I hope you're all well.
Thanks for listening. This run of the Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website, sprite.info, or on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Bex Hazard, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from just £1 a month, you can head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. We'll see you in a few weeks.